Okay. All right, we're talking with Dr. Kelly Chamberlain, USDA research biologist out of Stillwater. And you talked here at OGI about some of the fungus and smut issues that you were working on specifically on peanuts. So give us an update.
Yeah, the peanut production in Argentina has, over the last few years, been really devastated by a smut called peanut smut. It's caused by a fungus that is spread through the air. The spores are windborne and can spread rapidly. It started out in small regions in Argentina and then has spread throughout their entire producing region. So the United States peanut producers became concerned that this could eventually, through trade or some type of weather event, reach the United States and start to affect the peanut crop here. They approached the Agricultural Research Service about this and partnering with institutions in Argentina, the Agricultural Research Service has started a project where we're going to look at finding sources of resistance to peanut smut and then incorporating that resistance into cultivars that can be grown here in the United States.
So far, we don't have any of this issue in Oklahoma.
That is true. We don't have it in the United States. That doesn't mean that it couldn't eventually get here, but peanut producers are very proactive and forward-thinking in looking ahead to see what could possibly affect their viability and sustainability.
What would this smut do, actually? Reduce yields, obviously.
Yes, and the way this smut acts is it actually infects the peg before the pod even begins to form under the ground. And then you do not see any symptoms on top of the ground. So throughout a whole growing season, you could go along and not think that your crop was being affected or not even know that the smut was there. However, whenever you dig the crop and begin to shell the seed that are in the pods, when you break open the pod, you just see smut spores. It's just filled with black spores. It consumes the entire nut. And so instead of seed development, you just have spores inside the pod. It's really devastating.
So are you looking at a specific treatment or varieties that would be resistant to this smut?
Yeah, there are no known fungicides that will control this fungus. And it's got quite a, I think, you know, short of like autoclaving and sterilization, there's really no kill step for this fungus. So the best chance that our producers have to be proactive and be ready for this fungus is to have host resistance developed.
How close are we to resolving it?
We have been screening in Argentina for the past 4 years at some level now. Our screening has really ramped up to where we're screening over 150 different lines over there a year. We have found significant resistance, that is zero incidence, in about 40 different sources. So we are now incorporating those into cultivars that can be grown in the United States. And this is great because not only do we help our producers, but we're helping the Argentine and, you know, peanut producing breeders over there. They are now developing resistant cultivars as well. So it's kind of a great partnership to help both regions.
And obviously the bottom line is economics. Do you have a figure on what this would cost if this hit the U.S.?
Oh, well, I think in Argentina, you know, it has reduced their, you know, because when you have nothing but a pod filled with spores, of course, that knocks your yield. And it can reduce their yields over there 50 to 75%. You know, so if you think about that, what that would do to the peanut producers here in the United States, it would just really devastate the region. And the fact that it can be spread by the wind and cannot be very well controlled with any fungicide that we have available, the only option for us is to develop host plant resistance.
Okay, thank you. We've been talking with Dr. Kelly Chamberlain, USDA research biologist out of Stillwater.